Item 8, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the closure of Tax Incremental District Number 2, which contains the Milwaukee County Research Park Corporation. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Who's going to report on this?
That would be me, Madam Chair.
All right, Mr. Stigwaley-Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. We did talk with the city of Wauwatosa regarding the closure of TID number 2, which is May of 2015. They are keeping it open to address any additional roadway issues that are caused by the zoo interchange reconfiguration. They indicated that they would be happy to come and give a more detailed report at your next committee meeting. They are in the middle of budget meetings and were unable to attend this particular meeting. So I would leave it to the call of this committee and the chair whether they would like that more detailed presentation next time around.
Committee members, what's your pleasure on this?
I'll come back to the next meeting.
I would like to hear. It's always good to hear the financial results of closing the TID. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I would just say, and I think that data is particularly appropriate probably in the end of 2015. If anybody's driven this area in the last couple of months, it's an incredible amount of work that's going on there. Different interchanges, bridges, etc., closing the boulevards, and the research park's kind of in the middle of all the county grounds is because also starting off in 2014 and it'll need to 2015. Both Wisconsin Avenue through these the county grounds and Watertown Plank, particularly Watertown Plank, which runs the length, splits kind of the north and south sides of all the county grounds, that's going to be widened. So much of that work, and it's impacting on entrances for not only the research park, but for our parks department, for the hospitals, for mental health. I mean, it's incredible the stuff that's going through there. So, and we've done particularly well, I think, in our negotiations with the state, the infrastructure and the things going on there, too. So I think it's all coming together, and I'd be interested to hear this, too. But they're certainly in a state of flex now, and I think need some flexibility here because of all the impacts and unforeseen traffic problems could come yet. But I would say in being many meetings in this, the state DOT has particularly worked well with the county and the city of Wauwatosa, in particular, the private group members there on the county grounds because different closures and trying to work with different shifts. There's like, 20,000 employees in that area. So I think it's all gone relatively well, all things considered. So thank you for that.
Well, thanks for that update. And do we perceive having the city of Wauwatosa here for that report?
They have certainly offered, yes.
Okay. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Supervisor Schmidt, that area is a disaster right now. But can we, when they come before us, can they also maybe have some sort of presentation or a map of the research park and explain us what things are going to be done or what they're anticipating? Because just a verbal report, I'd like to maybe see highlighted this road or this road so we know exactly what is expected to be done, because obviously the sooner it closes, the better, and I'm willing to wait to that time. But I'd like to know exactly what their intentions are, and sometimes verbal reports are one thing, but written is something different, or at least a map where they can highlight particular improvements that they are maybe anticipating making due to all the construction around there.
We'll be happy to relay that request. The current status is they're keeping it open for the contingency of the potential of those, so they may not have concrete plans, but we ask for them to highlight where they are considering where there may be the need for those contingency funds. We'll certainly make that request.
Yeah, and I would also like to hear the health of the TIF and the financial numbers.
Okay.
Supervisor Schmidt?
And along with their comments here, I mean, everybody, there's a DOT website. I mean, they're given monthly reports on updates on closures and construction. So do you see the value, or do I presume that, if you're we want to see kind of maps and where things are going, and the DOT certainly has this kind of information. Would we ask them to come as well and show us a map and widening the Watertown Plank and what's going on? Because they do have, have reports on my desk. They have these big newsletters they send out to DOT, and let us know when closures are coming and what the timeline is for finishing. And that works until the comments I made before with the widening of Watertown Plank and the widening of Wisconsin Avenue. That affects all the county grounds as well. So would that be appropriate to ask them to come then too?
If it's something that the committee is interested in, we have a very good working relationship with the DOT, and we could certainly ask them to come in and give that perspective.
I guess I would ask that, Madam Chair, too, please.
We can certainly invite them. We can't force DOT to come in. But I think you see what the information is that everyone wants.
Yeah.
Supervisor Mayor?
The DOT, I've been to Transportation Public Works Committee on a consistent basis. I'm talking about they will be happy to come in. More information they get out to the community,
yeah,
they'd like to have.
Yeah, they usually are very good. I agree. All right. I think you've heard from the committee on what we want, so thank you. We do want to be somewhat cognizant of our time, committee members, so let's call item 9 to move on, please.